Chapter 4. Unconscious Fabrication. So far, an impartial researcher would fail to find any ground to doubt Muhammad's truthfulness, peace be upon him. Ironically, some Orientalists and missionaries agree with this result. Yet through diplomacy, romanticism, and possibly deception, they continue to search for new ways of denying the divine origin of Islam and of attributing the Quran to Muhammad's own thinking, peace be upon him. Some claim that under the influence of repeated visions and with his disenchantment with idol worship, Muhammad, because of his pure and upright nature, gradually convinced himself that he was the reformer or savior of his people. What is overlooked in these types of theories is that Muhammad's claim of prophethood was continuously and consistently made throughout the full 23 years of his mission, and that it was not something that he gradually developed or felt. It was rather a claim that came up unexpectedly at the age of 40. What kind of a person is he who convinces himself for 23 years that his fabricated claim of receiving revelation from God is only an outcome of his sincere desire to help his people? A person like this would have to be notoriously dishonest or notoriously sick mentally, as it became too difficult to show objectively any proof of dishonesty. Fishing in the troubled waters continued by seeking explanation in epilepsy. Epilepsy? It was contended, and still is, perhaps to a lesser extent, that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a sincere but epileptic person, who, during his epileptic seizures, recited what became later the Quran. What is overlooked in this argument is that during the epileptic seizure, the functioning of the brain is disturbed. As such, sensible speech is not possible since the patient usually mumbles confusing words which he forgets after he has recovered. From all available accounts on Muhammad's life, we consistently find a man with excellent physical and mental health throughout his life, a man who never had epileptic seizures or the falling down disease that was known to his contemporaries, and a man who faced many critical moments in his life without collapsing, even once, under tension or strain, no matter how great. Are these the characteristics of an epileptic man? How could his followers, including the most wise and intelligent, believe in him rather than seek a cure for him? Did the believers in this epilepsy school of thought bother to open the Quran, read it, and see if it looks like a product of epileptic convulsive seizures? The logical conclusion. If no reasonable argument can be made to support the imputation of dishonesty and fabrication on Muhammad, peace be upon him, and if the implicit assumption of fabrication, while seeking psychological explanations for his claim, is only self-contradictory, what other reasons may justify the denial of the divine origin of his message, or to doubt his truthfulness,